Please call item 9.
From the Director, Department of Transportation, requesting authorization to accept congestion mitigation and air quality grant funds for Wisconsin Department of Transportation approved projects covering the 2015 through 2018 state fiscal year grant award period. This item was also referred to the Committee on Finance, Personnel, and Audit.
Thank you, Madam Clerk. Go ahead with your report.
Good morning, Chair, Supervisors. James Martin, Director of Administration, Department of Transportation. The resolution and report that you have before you requests authorization to accept federal congestion mitigation air quality grant funds for transit and highways areas within the county from the Federal Highway Administration for the projects that were awarded to Milwaukee County through the competitive process that takes place for CMAQ through Sewer PAC, DNR, and then finally WISDOT. Milwaukee County requested $78.3 million in federal CMAQ funds over the project period, which covers state fiscal years 2015 through 2018. There's a listing of projects that you have that accompanies the report. The first spreadsheet details the projects that were approved either for full funding or partial funding. And then the second spreadsheet details projects that were fully denied, so not approved either in any fashion, not even partial funding. Of the $38.9 million of CMAQ funds that were ultimately awarded in the Racine, Kenosha, Milwaukee area, attainment area, which includes cities, counties, Milwaukee County received $23.4 million of that $38.9 million of federal funds awarded. The projects that were approved include $22.6 million of federal funds for transit operating and capital projects and $880,000 for highway capital projects. So overall, this $23.4 million federal funds does require, as it has in the past, a 20% county match for the projects of $5.8 roughly million dollars. So basically, on a total project cost of $29.3 million, $23.4 of that would be funded by federal funds, and then $5.8 million would be the county match on those projects. Because the grant funds cover, this granting period covers multiple years, state fiscal year 2015 to 18, as each project is ready to move forward, the Department of Transportation would propose that the grant funds be accepted, and then we would bring each project forward in the appropriate county budget in each year that it's supposed to occur over the granting period.
Thank you. Questions from committee? Supervisor Jersey?
How does this match up with our budgets? I mean, you initially requested $68 million. We received funds awarded of $23 million. That means we're going to provide matching funds of $5.8 million. What were our budget numbers like with regard to the county match and so on? How does that square up with the way we prepared budget?
Mr. Committee members, if I may, what you're looking at is the split in between two budgeting areas, really operating and capital. So much like the express bus of the last round was in the operating side, the two express bus routes will be in the operating side. That match will be basically made with what's already in the operating budget. The capital projects of replacement of vehicles and then the highway capital programs for signal optimization and those types of things, those will be programmed in with the requested budgets, much like we've done in the past, where it's a matter of programming that in for either 2015 or 16 or 17 or when those projects could come online and asking for the appropriate county match at that time. In the case of the biggest one on here, of course, is the vehicle replacement. And where we are in a vehicle replacement schedule, we've exhausted all of the other funds that have been available. So anything that the county would be putting in for vehicles at this point would be at 100% level, where we've been at pretty much an 80% level in the past. So this actually takes down whatever that commitment might be. It may afford us to go out and purchase more vehicles than we would have otherwise. We'd most likely have to scale that request down from what we need. We're anticipating about a 30-bus replacement out to 2018. The ability for the county to do that on its own is very difficult. So this helps in programming for that and getting us close to those numbers that we need.
I understand that the answer. We basically have operating funds that we can just use as match money when we get, we maximize our request, assuming, I assume, that we make as big a request as we can actually match, and if we get less, obviously the matching funds are going to be there. Is that a fair statement?
That's exactly correct.
And could you just flesh out a little bit? I see the on the report you've got some work going on in Greenfield, Greendale, and you specifically talk about the two corridors provide access to the Southridge Mall area. Could you explain what work we're talking about in Greendale and Greenfield?
That's I believe that's the 76th Street signal optimization project. So that's syncing up light timing and putting in lights so that you're efficiently moving traffic through that particular corridor. We've done that in areas like, and on here also is Good Hope. We've done that in different areas throughout the county. It's been a CMAQ request that we've made in the past, and it's to optimize those signals so that it's better time and things like that, reducing congestion for periods of the day when we know there's higher levels.
So it's mostly signals,
right,
and making that more efficient. I mean, I continue to look at the way the county does invest in the communities around Southridge. I mean, we did the TIF 15.8. I understand we did home funds for the senior housing around the Southridge lot. And this is an example of some highway improvements on 76th Street, which I believe is a county highway, correct?
Correct.
So thank you for that. Appreciate it. I would, Mr. Chair, ask to have this received and placed on file.
Excuse me.
Is there a resolution?
It's a resolution.
Oh, I'm sorry. That's fine. Then I'll has it been moved for adoption?
No, it hasn't.
All right, I'll move that then.
Thank you, Supervisor. Any other committee members have any questions or comments? We do have a comment card from Jeff Jordan. You'd like to speak?
I chose not to speak.
Oh, okay. Oh, I'm sorry. It just says in favor. He's registered in favor of So, seeing no other questions, Madam Clerk, could you please call the roll?
Mayo.
Aye.
Borkowski.
Aye.
Jerzyk.
Aye.
Lipscomb.
Aye.
Alexander.
Aye.
Taylor.
Aye.
Mr. Chair.
Aye.
7 ayes, 0 noes. The motion to recommend this item for adoption prevails.
Item number 10, Madam Clerk.